Fiery Trails. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Imaginable Futures, funding programs in the U.S. with the goal of ensuring young children and their parents get the education they need to thrive. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
55 degrees in Topeka, 52 in Lawrence, 51 in Atchison. It is 6:06.
News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, we are always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in this evening. Coming up in our next few minutes, we have an update of news headlines at 6:30. Then at 6:44, thousands of people in Lagos, Nigeria, have had their homes seized and destroyed. They have been powerless to stop it.
They were supposed to be consulted with and resettled before any demolition should happen. The rule of law is not being respected.
The mass evictions have also been deadly, with some residents actually crushed inside their homes. That story, plus an update on the latest information that we have about the Save Student Loan Repayment Plan. A settlement has been reached. It's going to end that repayment plan. What are people's options? It's coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a festival of joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
Join us for KPR's annual Big Band Christmas. You maybe wait for it all year. We look forward to it all year here at KPR, and it's happening on Saturday night. Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, some Yuletide cheer, some classic Kansas City jazz, Big Band Christmas. Tickets are on sale now at Liberty Hall or at Ticketmaster. Get all the details at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Lows tonight in the mid-30s, highs tomorrow in the mid-40s. It is 6:20.
Support for Editions. NPR spoke with two Hamas officials about that and about the group's decision to attack Israel 2 years ago on October 7th. That story and more tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations for Morning Edition. You'll hear national, international, and regional news, lots of great features. Matthew Algio will have your regional weather. Join us tomorrow on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 6:30.
For NPR News, I'm Nancy Guan in Tampa, Florida.
A mixed day of trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Nuclear company Deep Fission broke ground on an innovative nuclear reactor project today in Parsons. That project includes placing small reactors 1 mile underground to provide power at an industrial park. The first of its kind reactor is part of a U.S. Department of Energy program to accelerate nuclear development. The project has bipartisan support from Kansas officials, but questions remain about how this new type of reactor would be regulated. Kansas City, Kansas police are investigating a possible hate crime at a church where Wyandotte County District Attorney Mark Dupree is pastor. Peggy Lowe has the details.
Police say officers responded to the Grace Tabernacle Family Outreach Center on Sunday after a report of a racial epithet spray painted across a sign. Dupree is lead pastor at the predominantly black church. He told KNBC that in addition to the racist graffiti, the church has received death threats. Dupree says that while he is angry, he will forgive whoever defaced the sign, but will also hold that person accountable. I'm Peggy Lowe.
Republican candidate for Kansas Governor Scott Schwab announced today a proposal to reduce taxes for property owners. Kansas Secretary of State, who is running for the governor's office, calls his plan Better Affordable Living by Decreasing Property Taxes, or BALD for short. That name is making a bit of fun of the fact that Schwab himself is bald.
It seems that the appraisal process is becoming more and more of a ghost tax increase on business owners and homeowners.
The plan would require the public to vote when local governments propose a mill levy increase. It would also limit how much a piece of property's assessed value can grow in future years if the owner wins a tax appeal. Other Republicans in the race calling for property tax relief include former Kansas Governor Jeff Collier and Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson. Mostly cloudy skies for the next couple of hours, partly cloudy overnight with lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-40s. You're listening to KPR, and it's 6:35.
Holiday conversation with a relative you disagree with. NPR's Morning Edition gives you an example of how we ask hard questions, really listen to answers, and keep it civil.
Oh, forgive me, but didn't you surface that issue? And am I not listening to you?
Listen well with us weekday mornings.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Matthew Algia. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in. We do still have 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come at 7:01. If you're joining us on KPR One stations, we will have news headlines followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny. If you're joining us on KPR 2 at 7 o'clock, stay tuned for Reveal.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on O'Connell Children's Shelter, serving Douglas County in northeast Kansas, offering residential and prevention services to at-risk children and families, as well as foster home support. Information at O'ConnellChildrenShelter.org.
Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, highs in the mid-40s, down to the upper 20s tomorrow night. Still fairly warm-ish for Thursday, with highs in the lower 50s. Really cold weather moving in over the weekend, however.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
It's 10 minutes before 7.
From NB6, AU has supported the First Amendment right of freedom of religion. More at au.org. From Arm, committed to delivering innovative, advanced computing designed to enable worldwide companies to unleash the capabilities and experiences of AI. The future of AI is built on Arm. Arm.com. From the NPR Wine Club, now shipping to additional states. Whether purchasing a few wines or joining the wine club, every purchase supports NPR. Available to adults 21 or older. NPRWineClub.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Hamas says it's willing to lay down its weapons after 2 years of war in Gaza, but under what conditions? That story on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Tune in tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Matthew Algia will be your hosts. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KAND HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Weaver's Department Store, serving Northeast Kansas from downtown Lawrence since 1857. Open 7 days a week, offering apparel, cosmetics, and housewares. Online shopping available at weaversinc.com.
Stay tuned. We have news headlines coming up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music with Destiny, some Christmassy music, some not-so-Christmassy music as well. It's all followed by Jazz in the Night.
Support for KPR comes from Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com.
Lows in the mid-30s tonight, sunshine with highs in the mid-40s tomorrow. I am out for the next couple of days, but Joe Bluebaugh will be taking this chair, hopefully leaving it here tomorrow. I will talk to you next week. It is 7:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. The Trump administration is stepping up efforts to curb illegal immigration in the U.S., but extremism experts say the administration is using language that comes directly from the white nationalist movement. NPR's Odette Youssef reports.
After an Afghan national was arrested in the shooting of two National Guard members in the nation's capital, Trump called for reverse migration. The State Department and the Department of Homeland Security have also used the term remigration in social media and planning documents. Heidi Byrick of the Global Project Against Hate and Extremism says European white nationalists use remigration to refer to the ethnic cleansing of non-white people.
When I think about this, I cannot believe that a federal government in the United States would use terms that come from white supremacists. There's always been some sort of barrier to that being mainstreamed.
The White House, State Department, and DHS rejected or did not acknowledge questions about the term's link to an extremist movement. Odette Youssef, NPR News.
President Trump is touting his tariff policies and airing old grievances during a rally in Pennsylvania. Polls show voter confidence in Trump's economic leadership has faltered, but Trump blames former President Joe Biden for the country's economic woes.
I have no higher priority than making America affordable again. That's what we're going to do. And again, they caused the high prices, and we're bringing them down. It's a simple message.
The event is in Monroe County, which flipped Trump's way in 2024, helping him win the swing state and return to office. Farmers say they're encouraged by President Trump's $12 billion aid package meant to help them get by during his trade war with China. But as NPR's Kirk Siegler reports, it's not clear the one-time windfall will be enough to prevent many farm bankruptcies and foreclosures.
These bridge payments, as the president is calling them, should be coming to farmers early next year. Many, like Kevin Deinert, are on thin margins due to inflation, tariffs, and Trump's trade war closing off Asian markets for soybeans. Most here in the Dakotas are grown for export.
And, you know, as farmers, we want trade, not aid. This bridge payment's just going to kind of maybe help pay for inputs as we go into the next year.
Pretty much all of Deinert's soybeans are still sitting in storage. He's holding out for higher prices and is counting on the administration's promises that it's secured deals with China so that country begins importing commodities from the U.S. again. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Mitchell, South Dakota.
Conservative Supreme Court justices appear supportive of a Republican-led drive to erase limits on how much political parties can spend in coordination with candidates for Congress and president. Such a ruling would overturn a quarter-century-old decision. The Republican committees for House and Senate candidates filed the lawsuit in Ohio in 2022. Democrats are calling on the court to uphold the spending caps. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Stardate December 9th. The moon and the heart of the lion just miss each other tonight. at least as seen from the United States. As they climb into good view after midnight, the moon and the star Regulus will be separated by just a skosh. The farther north and east your location, the closer together they'll appear. From some spots, they'll be almost touching. And from much of Canada across to northern Norway, they will touch. The moon will occult the star. It'll pass directly in front of Regulus, blocking it from view. The moon can occult Regulus because the star lies almost atop the ecliptic, the sun's path across the sky. The moon stays close to the ecliptic as well, but it does move a few degrees to either side. As a result, occultations of Regulus come in groups. This one is part of a cycle that began earlier this year and will continue through the end of next year. Each occultation is visible from a different part of Earth. In part, that's because each one lasts only a few minutes to a few hours, so the moon and Regulus are below the horizon as seen from much of the world. Also, the moon is so close to us that there's a big difference in the viewing angle across the globe, up to 2 degrees. 4 times the width of the moon itself. From any specific location, sometimes the angle is just right, but more often it's a little off, providing a beautiful close encounter between the moon and the heart of the lion. And we have more sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.
Fanfare from 1959 here on KPR by Leroy Anderson, Leonard Slatkin, and the BBC Concert Orchestra. I am Destiny, and I love Leroy Anderson, and my voice is a little less froggy tonight. This is a good thing. I am getting over the winter cold, so hopefully, since I got sick already, hopefully this means I won't get sick again. I am on a fanfare kick this week because I've got an announcement, a big one, about yours truly. I am moving to the morning shows next week, and I am super excited. It's going to be so fun. Indeed it is. I will help people wake up in the morning with my very calm personality. Well, I'm also a violinist, so naturally I'm going to play a violin concerto for you in about 10 minutes. But first, how about a lovely overture by Schubert? How about his Rosamund Overture? This is with Herbert Blumstedt and the San Francisco Symphony. It's about 10 minutes. Enjoy on KPR.
We'll be right back.
Rosamund Overture here on KPR by Schubert, Herbert Blumstedt and the San Francisco Symphony. You know, she was a princess, an undiscovered princess. It's a great story. You should check it out. Mm-hmm. I've got something for a princess coming up in half an hour. A violin concerto is upon us, but first, this month's KPR Community Spotlight is on O'Connell Children's Shelter, offering prevention services, including truancy prevention programming and case management to help families remain safely together. Details at O'ConnellChildrensShelter.org. And support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansans and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. All right, many of you know the Dvorak Cello Concerto, but do you know the Dvorak Violin Concerto? You're about to. Daniel Barenboim, the London Philharmonic, and Itzhak Perlman on violin, now on KPR.
Thank you.
that's a fun one. Dvorak's violin concerto here on KPR. That was played by Itzhak Perlman on the violin, Daniel Barenboim and the London Phil. I'm Destiny, also a violinist. I have a show on Saturdays called Classics by Request from 1 to 4. I would love it if you would help me pick out the playlist, and there is a way you can do that. You can go to our website, kansaspublicradio.org, and navigate over to the Shows tab, Classics by Request, or just type that up in the search bar after our website, Classics by Request. There's a form to fill out. I really enjoy hearing from all of you. Indeed, I do. Who here is a P1 listener, meaning an original listener, and who here remembers my story from Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess? Well, if you do, let me know. Raise your hand. Actually, I can't see you, but still, if you're raising your hand, that's very lovely. I've got the London Symphony Orchestra this time playing for us, Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess, Pierre Monteau conducting. Enjoy on KPR. Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess here on KPR, the London Symphony Orchestra, and Pierre Monteau. I'm Destiny. Thanks so much for being here with me. I asked before I played this if any of you original listeners out there and followers remember my story. Oh, the short of it is I was having a little surgery that I was awake for, and the doctor didn't realize the music that he was playing, obviously, because it was this one. It was Pavane for a Dead Princess, and I thought, the irony as I'm laying here under the knife with the doctor. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. This is Kansas Public Radio, and I've got another hour of music coming up for you. And if you missed the announcement about yours truly, I'll tell you again next hour, right when I get back on KPR.
It's Michelle Martin. Every weekday morning, my Morning Edition co-host and I have some questions.
What do you say to that concern from voters that there needs to be...
Can this squarely be laid on the feet of the government shutdown, or are there deeper problems?
Do you agree it's important for government officials to be truthful before Congress?
Get information, context, accountability on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities, Saturday, December 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. And the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st. Now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. Senate Republican leaders say a health care proposal will get a vote later this week. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports on the debate over health care subsidies expiring at the end of the year.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Republicans support a plan that redirects money from health care subsidies to consumers to use in health savings accounts.
It delivers the benefit directly to the patient, not to the insurance company, and it does it in a way that actually saves money.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging Republicans to back the Democratic bill that extends the current subsidies for 3 years.
Choice is simple for them. Vote with Democrats to keep costs down, or vote to send premiums through the roof.
The Senate will vote on both bills on Thursday, but neither plan is expected to get the 60 votes needed to advance. If Congress fails to act, millions of Americans will see health care costs go up in January. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, The Capitol.
The Environmental Protection Agency has removed references to fossil fuels from its online page about climate change causes. The page now only mentions natural phenomena, despite scientists agreeing that human activity causes nearly all of global warming. During a rally in Pennsylvania tonight, Trump touted his efforts to support coal production and scale back renewable energy.
We only call coal clean, beautiful coal. Is that right, fellas? Because coal needs a little public relations help. It's a very powerful fuel. It's used by China. You know, China makes all our windmills, but they don't have any wind farms. It's a little interesting, isn't it?
China now dominates the global renewable energy sector. In the first half of this year, China built more solar energy than the rest of the world combined. Nashville's courthouse is stepping up security following a social media post by Republican Congressman Andy Ogles, which the court says could incite violence. Mariana Bacchiao from member station WPLN reports.
Ogles posted the photos and names of several Nashville judges online with the message that, quote, "We are at war with liberals." In the social media post, Ogles blamed Democratic judges for dismissing cases against a Nashville man accused of sexual assault. A Davidson County sheriff says security around Nashville's courthouse has been heightened. The court administrator referred to Ogles' comments as a, quote, "reckless use of violent rhetoric," and stressed concerns over the rise in political violence nationwide. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Baca-Yao in Nashville.
Democrat Eileen Higgins has won Miami's race for mayor over a Republican endorsed by President Trump. She's the first Democrat in nearly 30 years to be elected mayor of Miami, and she's the first woman to lead the city. Her win gives Democrats a boost in one of the last electoral battles ahead of the 2026 midterms. U.S. stocks largely held in place today as Wall Street waits to hear what the Federal Reserve will say about interest rates. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. This is Kansas Public Radio. Well, while on my fanfare kick this week, I thought the most famous one deserved a place on the radio here on KPR, Copeland's Fanfare for the Common Man, Zubin Mehta conducting the L.A. Phil. Wow, that is just epic. Epic indeed. Christmas, my dear listeners, is upon us. We're going to listen to a lovely Christmas cantata at the bottom of the hour. But first, your dear old host Destiny here has an announcement. I am moving to the mornings next week. Cordelia will hand the baton off to me Monday, and well, I'll miss all of you during the evening, but I'm not really going anywhere. I'm just moving to a different time of day. So make sure you tune in the mornings. We're going to have just as much fun, and I'll be right off the coffee bandwagon, so it'll be even more exciting, if you can believe it. All right. I discovered something rather interesting by Malcolm Arnold. Speaking of the Christmas spirit, I had never heard this before. I would like you to hear it. It's about 17 minutes. It's the Commonwealth Christmas Overture. Malcolm Arnold himself is conducting it with the London Philharmonic. Let's see what you think here on KPR.
Thank you. Thank you.
What did you think? Here on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, Malcolm Arnold's Commonwealth Christmas Overture. Malcolm Arnold was conducting the London Philharmonic on that recording, so I guess that's a pretty authoritative version of how it should go. Oh, I always would get either really excited or really nervous when I was playing an orchestra, and the conductor was actually the composer. I remember when I played with Baltimore Symphony, John Adams came, you know, the composer and conductor, and it was actually really, really fun. He's super nice, so I guess it depends on the person. Here at KPR, you hear more than sound bites like what you just heard. You heard civil conversation about the issues, and we provide high-quality news and info and music to help you stay informed and inspired. We can only do this, though, through membership support, and last week we were having our quiet drive. You know, we rely on you now more than ever with all of our slashing to funding. You are the essential ingredient, like baking a pie. You are the sugar that goes on top. I'm hungry. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org and support the news that matters. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, Rupa, his Christmas cantata. This with a bit of singing in it. It's about half an hour long, and I thought it would be a nice way to spend the rest of the evening together. So let's enjoy it together right now on KPR.
Aber Kind, war es gut.
Ensemble Buzyniak and Jed Wentz playing for you Christian Frederick Rupa's Christmas Cantata here on Kansas Public Radio. Happy Tuesday evening, folks. I am here with you for two more evenings before I move to the morning. Indeed, we are all very excited and also super happy for Cordelia, who's retiring. Don't go anywhere. Jazzin' the Night up next after NPR News.
Okay, I might be a little biased, but the holidays are just better with Morning Edition. From hearing about how families celebrate across town.
You come in there, you wash your hands, you roll up your sleeves, you work together.
To learning about fun traditions around the country.
It's like an army of toys in the streets downtown.
Get in the holiday spirit with us and stay up to date on the news. Weekdays with Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekdays on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5,
KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More info available at lmh.org/cancercare.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Ryland Barton. President Trump traveled to northeastern Pennsylvania tonight to talk about the economy as polls show Americans worried about high prices. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports the speech often strayed far from economics.
Trump gave the speech in front of a large sign reading, "Lower prices, bigger paychecks." At the same time, he dismissed the affordability message Democrats have been focused on.
The new word is affordability. So they look at the camera and they say, this election is all about affordability.
Polls show that voters are deeply concerned about the cost of living as Trump's tariffs have pushed up prices on a wide range of goods. Trump's speech frequently veered into culture war issues and personal insults against opponents. Trump at one point took aim at Minnesota Democratic Representative Ilhan Omar, an immigrant from Somalia, prompting the crowd to chant, "Send her back." Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Democrats in South Florida are cheering tonight. Voters in Miami have elected the first woman to be the city's mayor. And Eileen Higgins is set to become the first Democrat to hold the office in nearly 30 years, as NPR's Giles Snyder reports.
Eileen Higgins is a former Miami-Dade County commissioner whose race to lead the city of Miami received more attention than usual ahead of next year's midterm elections. The contest's significance grew after Democratic victories last month in New Jersey, Virginia, and New York City, and President Trump helped nationalize the race when he endorsed Higgins' Republican opponent. Higgins easily led the first round of voting last month, but she didn't get the majority she needed to win outright. According to preliminary vote tallies published by the Miami Herald, Higgins will take office, having won nearly 60% of the vote in the runoff. She is the first Democrat to win the mayor's office since 1997. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
A new study finds air pollution dropped 22% after New York City implemented its congestion pricing plan last January. The policy is intended to lighten traffic and air pollution by charging car and truck drivers who enter certain parts of the city, NPR's Alejandra Barunda reports.
Cities like London and Stockholm tried congestion pricing first and saw air quality get better. But the air pollution drop of 22% in New York City may be one of the biggest ever seen. The study was published in the journal NPJ Clean Air. It looked at levels of pollution called PM2.5. Those are tiny particles about 30 times smaller than the width of human hair. Cars and trucks burning gas or diesel are a major source. And PM2.5 air pollution can worsen many different health problems, from breathing problems like asthma to brain diseases like dementia. But it'll still take a while to see if New Yorkers' health improves from the cleaner air. Alejandra Barunda, NPR News.
The first of a series of powerful storms is slamming the Pacific Northwest, dumping heavy rain and swelling rivers. Meanwhile, the Midwest is expecting a winter storm. This is NPR. GoFundMe says there was a 20% increase in people using the crowdfunding platform to raise money for essentials like housing and food. That follows a quadruple increase in that same category last year. Monthly bills was the second fastest growing category in 2025. Raul Malo has died at age 60. He was the frontman of the country band The Mavericks. He died of cancer at his home in Nashville last night. NPR's Felix Contreras has this appreciation.
I wanna go across the river.
For over 30 years, the Mavericks lived up to their name by ignoring genre boundaries and mashing up country, American folk, blues, Latin music, and rock and roll. And from the beginning, it was Raul Malo's voice that converted curious listeners to diehard fans.
And when the sun goes down.
In 2020, Raul Malo returned to his bilingual roots when the Mavericks recorded an all-Spanish language album called En Español.
Tanto tiempo.
A spokesman for the band says Malo was diagnosed with colon cancer in May of this year. He died at home in Nashville just days after a tribute concert was held in his honor at the Ryman Auditorium. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
Lithuania's government has declared a national emergency over meteorological balloons smuggling cigarettes from Russian-allied Belarus. The balloons have repeatedly forced the closure of Lithuania's main airport. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko denies any involvement. Europe remains on alert over Russia's intrusions into NATO airspace during its war in Ukraine. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
Thank you. Market Plaza at Smoke Jazz Club September 2014 for pianist Eric Reed's quartet. Opening up tonight's Jazz in the Night with Reed's piece called Groovewise from the album of the same name. Pianist Eric Reed goes by Eric Scott Reed these days, with Ben Williams bass, Gregory Hutchinson drums, and saxophonist Seamus Blake. In about 7 minutes, we'll hear from the recent release by saxophonist Grant Stewart. We've got a real gem from the Vinyl Vault, singer Mark Murphy and his LP Stolen Moments from 1978. And up next, it's the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, the Big Band Holidays 2 album, with a lot of special guests, including here, singer Catherine Russell, with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra on Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. When the moon is bright, he's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the cronies for the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. He comes a-calling when it snows the most, when all you cats are sleeping, warm as toast. And you're gonna flip when old Saint Nick takes a lick on the peppermint stick. He'll come a-flying from a higher place to fill the stocking by the fireplace. So you have a you that's cool.